whether I listened or not. So it's incumbent on me also to rebuke, whether people listen or not. And that's the thing, is that verse 3, you know, there's that time coming where people don't want to endure sound doctrine. You know, doctrine that is sound, that is, you know, well-founded in the Word. You know, the doctrine that I'm teaching, what is the doctrine that I'm always teaching? It is the very simple gospel, because it's so corrupt and so lost in our modern church world. You know, they have heaped to themselves many teachers. You know, and they're always learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. They have itching ears. They have things that need to be scratched. There are things they want to hear. They turn away their ears from the truth, which is, you know, and certainly whenever I start talking about perfection, you know, measuring up to Christ and all that, the things that Paul is exhorting people, godliness that we need to seek after and obtain of God, whenever I talk about that, I get a lot of doubt. I get a lot of cynicism. I get a lot of unbelief. That's what I get back from people. It's because of the way in which they've been instructed by men who have no business handling the Word of God, but God has given it to them to handle the Word of God, even though they're completely inept and wrong and false teachers of false doctrines, following the traditions and rudiments of this world after the commandments of men, the things that please men, the gospels that please men. Just believe, that's all. And the funny thing is, all you do is have to believe. But the problem is, they don't tell you. They say, well, just believe this. You know, just believe Jesus rose from the dead and confess him with your mouth. Because that's the scripture says so. All you have to do is believe, but you have to believe the right things. That's why doctrine, as it says, you know, it said in the first epistle of Timothy, he said, you know, give attention to the doctrine, for by it you will both save yourself and them that hear you. You know, chapter 4, verse 16 of the first epistle of Timothy. But people have other desires. When you start talking about righteousness and so on, they think, eh, it's all taken care of. God's got those rose-colored glasses that he looks at me through. He sees me as righteous, even though I continue in sin. You know, and there's, because there's a degree to truth to that, but what they forget is that, yeah, even though we are sinners, God looks at us from the foundation of the world as being those he has chosen in Christ Jesus to be saved and to be the righteous. Yeah, it still has to be performed. And even in this present world, the scriptures teach that. Denying that is to deny the truth. To deny the very gospel which is supposed to save you. He says, but watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry, and study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. You know how embarrassing, I've had, you know, where embarrassing is where you don't know the scriptures and then you shoot your mouth off like you know what you're talking about. I remember one time someone said, oh, you know, they mentioned Dathan. I'm like, what is that from the movie? Because I remember the character in the movie. I didn't remember it in scripture. I was like, he's not in the Bible. I was wrong. I thought that was a phony name. I didn't, you know, I shot my mouth off. Not approved. I made the other guy ashamed, but the real shame is on me. I made him ashamed because he actually bought it. Or he didn't stand up to me right then, because he wasn't sure either, see. But being sure, and making a full proof of your ministry, doing the work of an evangelist. What is an evangelist? Euangelist. The gospel is the euangelist. I mean, it is an announcer of the gospel. Because the gospel needs only be announced. To be preached. It's announced and people believe on it or they don't. I marvel at the thought that I have been preaching this gospel within the teaching, and there are doubtless people who heard it and were not moved. But to me, it is the power of God to salvation. To me, it is precious. The promises of God to partake of the divine nature and all that entails. Endure afflictions means to undergo hardship, you know. Afflictions are things that I look, you know, Paul says, talks about making up the lack of the afflictions of Christ which was in him. Meaning he said, to be like Christ, I still lack some afflictions. I still need to suffer some. And that's a way in which, even if I were to, even when I'm totally, there's no more sin, and God searches my heart and everything, it's pure, everything is perfect in that regard, there'll still be lacking things. There'll be still things that I lack in order to be truly perfect, to be truly the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Because it's not merely that I should come so far. I've got to go all the way. That's the thing, is like to go on to perfection is a mandate in Christianity. Ever reaching forward, but able to come to a knowledge, able to attain to a mark, to the high calling of Christ Jesus, able to attain to things, not by my own power, not by my own works, but by the works of God which come to me by His Spirit. In a way that's almost magical. I say magical, meaning it's not according to fleshly means. Meaning, you know, I go out, I get a book. Let's say, you know, how to manage your mind. You know, to temper your thoughts. How to be tempered in all things. A book on how to, you know, to stop being an alcoholic or stop using drugs, a book on how to improve your life or to improve your behavior, all these things, and all they teach you is ways according to the law. Because it's far too easy to say, ask in faith, doubting nothing, and you will receive the gift. Now, I asked in faith many times, or tried to, was forced to wait a long time. That's why we endure hardship. We endure suffering. Now, I'm not saying that you know, being stuck in sin is enduring the hardship. Though for one who wants to serve God, it is hard because you're broken up about it. You know, it really...